Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back, one of my favorite blues men. Welcome back, 7 till. I'm starting to get this clock thing. I'm starting to get this, folks. The clock, yeah, that's how it works. 7 till, 53 after the hour. You know, folks, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss a lot of good laughs, I promise you. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. As we wrap up the hour, I want to remind you, I want to stay on this marathon theme that Jeffrey Zabar got me fired up about in the beginning of the hour. And then I want to talk about the economy and what I see out there. Now, folks, I'm not an economist, and I didn't even sleep in a Holiday Inn Express last night. But you know that I've been doing this business thing a long time, decades, and I've earned all my gray hair. I didn't inherit any of it, and I earned it all right here in the marketplace. And as you also know, I talk to a lot of people who are experts on the economy, and I read a lot, and I listen to people that I trust, and I don't listen to people that I don't think I can trust. And here's what I see. What you and I have in front of us with regard to the recovery, and I am calling it a recovery because we're healing. There's healing going on in the marketplace. There are things happening that are trending not downward. And some things are trending upward a little bit, and some things are trending less downward. That's one of the ways, you know, when things are trending down and then the downward trajectory slows up, then the speed of the downward trajectory, you know, eases up a little bit. That's a positive sign. And so, you know, we may not like the numbers, we may not like what's the condition, but if it's improving, we're liking the trend, right? Well, I think that's what's happening, and I think that therefore, and because it seems that we are technically not in a recession right now, even though it feels like that to a lot of people, and to some people it feels like a depression. If you don't have a job, if you've lost your house, God bless you, and I mean that, because I've been unemployed before, and it's no fun. And so, if you know, we all have our perspectives on what's going on, but I do believe that we're in a recovery. It's in the early days. It doesn't feel much like a recovery, but that's what's happening. But I do think that the marathon analogy is appropriate here, because I believe that before you and I are going to be doing any jigs and singing Happy Days Are Here Again, it's going to be a while. It may be, folks, it may be 2 or 3 years before we dance that jig. And you know what? Depending on the government policies that they're talking about, depending on how many things they get passed, there's a lot of anti-jobs proposals. There are a lot of anti-job proposals being made right now, folks. Anti-business. There's a lot of anti-business rhetoric in the marketplace right now. And I'm worried about that. I really am concerned about that. This is not a partisan statement, folks. I'm just talking about the policies. So, and see, that will have a lot to do with. If you remember in the Great Depression, one of the reasons why the Depression became as ugly and as sustained as it was because of government policies, raising taxes, protectionism, and other things that the government did exacerbated the already bad economy. And we have the same danger potential right now going on. So I don't have a crystal ball for that. I just know that it's not trending in the right way. But I do know that there are things in the marketplace, things in the economy that we do know about. High unemployment, high underemployment, and the deleveraging in the mind of the consumer, meaning they don't want to use credit much anymore, and also the loss of credit. There's still a lot of healing to do in the credit market, which is the credit availability, folks, that's the lifeblood of a growing economy. So a lot of things there that we know about, and some things we don't know about. All of this, in my opinion, foretells a marathon recovery, meaning that if we're going to win the race, we got to be prepared to go the distance. When we're going to hit some walls, we got to be prepared to push through those walls if we're going to make it. And so that's my thought. Those are my thoughts. I hope they help. I wish it were more optimistic, but you know me. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. We got a lot of good stuff coming up to you in the next hour. I'm continuing to broadcast live from Woodlands, Texas, where they're holding the Administop Small Business Classic. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.